As the school year was getting underway this year, Whitnall School Board member Karen Michaelinas started to hear about...
In several different classes at Whitnall High School and also at Whitnall Middle School, students were being questioned basically about their gender identity, their use of pronouns, their preferred names.
Michaelinas tells WTMJ she wasn't aware that was a thing that was happening in Whitnall schools.
What I had been told in the past by administration is that our staff is advised not to solicit gender identity information from students.
She says she immediately began thinking about introducing a policy addressing this, but she was
concerned about writing something from scratch.
That led her to the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WILL, a conservative group that has produced a number of model policies, including on this issue. The model policy that Michaelinas introduced to the board says parents will have the right to determine the name and pronouns the staff use to refer to their children while at school, with written authorization needed from parents for a change in either.
These model policies are public resources, all out in the open, and we're hoping that they will serve as guidelines for school boards who want to include more parental involvement.
Attorney Corey Brewer wrote the policy that Michaelinas introduced. She tells WTMJ the concerns Michaelinas was hearing are not uncommon.
Will crafted the policies in response primarily to hearing from parents and school board members around the state, and this is also happening around the country.
At the school board meeting on September 11th, the policy raised immediate concerns from the board.
It seemed mostly about using an off-the-shelf policy.
And from parents in attendance. While some letters were read in support of the policy, every single parent who took the mic was opposed.
As a school district, student safety should be our number one priority.
Sarah Blonsky was one of those parents speaking at the meeting. She tells WTMJ she heard about the policy a few days before.
When they released the public notice, I saw this policy was on there. And as soon as I saw the policy, my heart just completely dropped.
Blonsky says she believes that adopting the WILL policy, or one like it, would be harmful to transgender and non-binary children in the Whitnall School District. Michaelinas, for her part, says that wasn't her intention when introducing the policy. One thing made clear by the board at the meeting, the WILL policy will not be adopted word for word. So, what's next?
I, as an individual member, am going to be working on looking at drafting some options and then try to creatively come up with a second proposal that will satisfy the majority of people.
The issue of gender identity, chosen names, and pronouns will be taken up, Michaelinas couldn't say exactly when, by the school board. And Blonsky says she's supportive of
a policy around gender identity. I think that we need to make sure that we are protecting our students first.
Michaelinas and Blonsky may be on opposite sides here, but they agree on one thing.
It's a very complex issue.
It's hard and it's important.
It's certainly an issue that will continue to draw a lot of community involvement in the Whitnall School District and around the state. Wyatt Barmore-Pooley, WTMJ News.